Is your business stuck in one spot, struggling to grow? Our 8-week ProFit Business Accelerator at winninggym.com/grow has your back. Sign up now for easy wins. No more struggle, just straight growth. You've got this. Now let's head on back to the show.
You are listening to the Built to Grow podcast, delivering the knowledge in all things fitness business. We help gym owners win. Here are your hosts, Tim Lyons and Randy Engston.
All right, welcome back to the Built to Grow podcast. I'm your host, Tim Lyons, joined in studio today, of all days, by Randy Engston. What's up, buddy?
How we doing, my guy?
God, it's hot outside, guys. We are recording this the day before the 4th of July, so July 3rd. If you do the math, July 4th is the 4th. We're the day before,
that
so
would
it's
be,
the 3rd.
Yeah, 4 minus the 1, carry the
carry the 2. It's I got in my truck, it's at 119, you know, when it sits in the sun.
So, yeah.
119, folks, come out to sunny Arizona. Come on out in July.
It's a great time to do it, though. Hey, we've done a few summits in the middle of the summer.
Yeah, we sure have. June.
Yeah.
June.
It's pretty warm.
And by the way, summit this year is in Chicago. We're actually scoping venues for 25 right now. Oh, how is that even possible?
I don't know. We just keep doing it. Just find a way.
Find a way. great episode for you guys today. We are talking about data and data-driving decisions. Now, I would tell you guys this, owning a business, putting your heart and soul into developing it and creating it and getting the space and all the emotions that go around taking the risk, building something you created from scratch, all that stuff, very emotional.
Very.
And sometimes it is hard to look at your business in a, through logic when you're so emotionally attached to it. It's like your baby. It's like saying, if somebody calls your baby ugly and you get really offended, but the baby's ugly, it's ugly. Like
it's just a fact.
Well, I guess it's in the eye of the beholder, right?
Sure.
But numbers aren't in the eyes of the beholder. Numbers are fact and data. And that's what we make decisions on. I'll tell you a quick story. Back in the day, I don't know if everybody's heard the story before, but we used to have another location. Yeah. And back in 2009, and the gym was, started off as an Anytime Fitness, morphed into more of a training gym. And at the time we offered, large group training and semi-private training was actually what we were doing, 2 clients and sometimes even 3 clients at a time. Mm-hmm. This is 14 years ago, 2010. Okay. Just to kind of set the stage. And, 2010 went by, 11, 12, 13, and we start moving over to this new space at 2015. We're in the larger location. We've kind of grown out of the space. We were actually in that. We were doing tire flips in the parking lot.
In 115.
It was hot. It was hot.
It was warm.
And there were some fire breathers in that group that couldn't wait for to come to the hottest part of the day, 5 p.m. boot camps and stuff. Yeah. Like that. It was great. We had a great clientele, great following, and there was diehards in that boot camp, call it large group training. What it was metabolic conditioning, just so you're clear. And in 2015, we came over to the new space. We launched with the same model. We were now doing 5-to-1 at the time. And we were doing large group training simultaneously, right? Mm-hmm. We would do like a boot camp on one side and we would do semi-private on the other. And it was good. Like, honestly, we had a pretty good business. And most people would be like, yeah, that's a solid business.
Good is subjective.
Good is subjective, right? And one day I said, let's take a look at who we're serving. You know, we've done several exercises on this, like trying to find our best clients, what their avatar is. And, I suggest you do the same. What we did was at the time, this is not part of the story, but we would do an A, B, and C client. A clients were the ones that gave us energy. C clients took energy. They were tough to deal with. And in the middle, it was like neutral, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so what we would do is we would analyze our data a lot. And where do our clients live? And how much are we getting per client? And the most telling piece of data we found was how long were our clients staying with us based on the membership they were on, the price point in the membership. So our price point at the time was $179 for large group unlimited personal training. And our lowest price point for semi-private training was $350. So there was this gap. There was nothing in the 200s. It went from $179 all the way up to $350, mm-hmm. and then above. Okay. And we started looking at the clientele, and they were completely different people.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
They were different people, and not just, you know, ages and affluency, but attitude and tribe mentality on the large group training side and more of a like individualistic on the other side. And whenever we hosted events, we would have all of the large group training client, the boot camp members, they would show up to everything, to yep. to the slosh ball events, to the volleyball things that we do, to the holiday parties. We would be lucky to get some percentage of the semi-private training clients, but all of the large group training clients would come.
Yeah.
And so it was definitely a split, right, on the spectrum. And then we started looking at how, you know, who's paying us the most, who's staying the longest. And the two numbers that we boiled everything down to was 9.8, 36.2. And I'll never forget these numbers because when I saw them on paper, it was like an epiphany. Well, this is interesting. Our large group training clients, the ones paying 179 or less, were staying on average 9.8 months. Okay.
Isn't that interesting? The ones that attend all the events and things like that still had the lowest retention.
Correct. Correct. The clients that were doing semi-private, $350 a month or more, 36.2 months.
And that's not even close.
No.
It's not even like...
Yeah. Not even close. No. And so we're having to turn over our clients every 10 months over here and over here every 3 years. And so like that was the day I said, we got to go all in on semi-private.
Yep.
It's pointless to try to keep chasing this cheaper, lower paying client that turns over every 10 months. Or we get a really stable client over here.
Well, I mean, even from the easiest formula used for a lifetime value of the client, that right there tells you everything that you need to know. They're paying more money and they're staying longer. Why not cater the business to that clientele?
It may have been a different story if it was the opposite number.
Sure.
Think about that for a second.
Yeah.
So $3,500 over here, say 350 times. I don't want to confuse people. I'm just doing hypothetical. Let's go back to the story here. The clients that were paying 36.2, these were older clients, more affluent. They had roots in the area. They were not getting a new job and moving out of town. They weren't getting married. They were getting divorced, but they weren't getting married, right? Sure. Which drove them in even further.
Yeah, yeah. Breakups make bodybuilders, right?
Yeah. And then the boot camp, they were younger. You know, they would move, they would get married. I remember people getting married, two boot campers getting married. Like they met at the gym and they get married. Yeah. It's just the stage of life. It was stage of life stuff. And so that was the day we said, okay, we're going all in and we got to move over here. Now, for me, it was easy, but I realized that when we were moving out of boot camp stuff, I was like, man, that those people are fun to train.
Sure. Absolutely.
Yeah.
High energy. Fives. Oh yeah.
And they come to everything and they help us. They refer people. It was just like this kind of cool vibey, like high fives, chest bumps over here. The music would change and it was like hard work and sweat and shit was flying all over the gym. Yeah. It's fun. Sure. And that's part of the reason a lot of people don't ever move out of that. It's like, man, this kind of semi-private is not as fun. Like to train, it's slower paced, a little bit more tension. It's more cerebral. Versus let's go. You know, like that's what you're going to get in the large group. So for me, it was easy because it was a business decision, but I could see why gyms hold on to it longer than they should. And so the day came and we did this in a phased approach where we started peeling away classes and we were forcing people into specific, and we were down to like three sessions a week when we were doing three a day at sometimes, right? On top of our semi.
Yep.
And what was the conversation you had with?
After you left?
No, like the one conversation with one of the boot campers.
Yeah. So, I mean, there was a gentleman here. I mean, he was an everyday guy, one of those fire breathers. And he reached out to me because I've always been associated with the gym in some way. And he's like, hey, you know, I don't know if I could just tell them directly, but I think they're making a huge mistake. I think they're alienating their clientele. I mean, it was basically just like, well, woe's me situation. I can't believe that they're doing this. How, you know, they're leaving me behind and forgetting about me. And, you know, the truth of it was he was one of those members that had the lowest paying service in the gym. He had no care or desire for your guys' well-being as a business. Mm-mm. It was all just about his, you know, personal loss. And, the truth of it is, like, you know, you make it, it's a difficult decision. There's no doubt about that. But when you make that decision, because it is the best outcome for the business and your well-being as a business owner, you know, you guys had to take all those arrows.
We took a ton of arrows.
And it was difficult, but at the end of the day, it was the right decision for the business.
It was right from day one. I never had a second guess. I knew we were going to get some arrows. I knew it. And we just had to stay strong. Like, hey guys, this is a business decision. You know, it just makes more sense for the business to move all in on this. We can perfect this. Hey, gym owners, are you ready to dominate your competition? Join us this year at the ProFit Grow Summit Chicago. Get practical, actionable strategies from industry leaders, exclusive networking opportunities, and the latest cutting-edge insights. Do not miss out. Transform your business this year. Visit GrowSummitChicago.com and let's make it happen. All right, now back to the show.
Even fundamentally, the belief, I mean, the reasons that we have our flag in the ground for semi-private is it is a superior level of training for the client. They have an opportunity to develop and continue getting results well beyond, you know, the point of metabolic conditioning. You know, you had nothing else to sell somebody who was unwilling to do all that if that's all that they were doing. And so I think it's the right move because you can train anybody. You can almost encapsulate both goals within semi-private that you couldn't do with group.
And when you mean by both goals, what?
Meaning either, you know, MedCon, metabolic advantage, fat loss, as well as, you know, strength gain, overall, you know, metabolic conditioning, body composition training. You know, you can't do all that stuff without strength training, and you can't strength train effectively when you've got one coach and 20 clients in front of you.
There you go.
And there is a big differentiator between the two services, and mathematically, it made no sense to keep moving down that path.
And we did it, and we never turned back. And honestly, it was one of many best decisions we've made in the business. And we've continued to grow to this day that we're at a capacity level here that we're now deciding on what to do because, you know, there's only one day a week where we have one coach, the rest we have four, right? Like two and two, we have one and one, right? So we're thinking maybe Wednesday we scale up a little bit and maybe put a second coach on Saturdays, and we're never doing Sundays. We got to give these guys a day off.
Yeah.
So there's really only so many hours in the day that you're going to be able to, you're not going to train people at 2 a.m. So like we're stacked pretty much. I mean, there's summer's slow for us right now, but as we go, like as we came out of the first quarter, we were training, you know, 130 clients a day on 130 sessions a day, 130 people a day, with four coaches, and it can be done, guys. It can be done. It's working very well. So now we're looking at other profit centers to bring in and maximize. And there's a lot of cool stuff we're doing, but again, none of this would be possible if we just stuck, you know, oh, I don't want to lose all these clients. Because there was 50, 60, 80 clients that were pretty much regulars a couple times a week. You know, in the grand scheme of things, that's peanuts compared to you need, what, like 15 clients to match the 50 or 60 over there, right? So it was like no big deal. But it was those relationships. Yep. It was the arrows in the back and you're leaving us and you guys are greedy and you guys, you know, all the things, guys. I had a client send me a handwritten letter about how he hated me and, you know, he wishes me no luck at all in business and I don't know what I'm doing. And okay, man, like it's interesting.
Well, I think you gotta, as a business owner, you have to have some thick skin. I mean, at the end of the day, you're never going to serve everybody. You're never going to make everybody happy. You know what I mean? And I mean, so you're going to have some people. I mean, there are people who do we just talk to? It says, if everybody's doing this, do that. You know, like
Warren Buffett says that.
Yeah. I mean, there's so many people that tell you, you know, sometimes going against the grain or what doesn't feel like the right decision logically might be the absolute, like in this situation, that is a logical win through and through that you can't fake that emotion.
Well, let's think about this for a second. The masses.
Yeah,
the masses of human beings, the masses of body composition, the averages. The averages is the masses.
Yep.
If everybody's doing a thing, right, it's going to be most likely the most average thing. I mean, by definition, it is.
It is.
But for example, like not everybody goes to the gym. Let's just put it out there. The average of people don't go to the gym, and the average of people are overweight.
Mm-hmm.
And if you go with the flow, you'll be the same as them. So you decide logically, being lazy and out of shape isn't the best for me. Let me be against the grain and go get in shape and be not average, right? Yeah. So most of the things, the good things in life are against the average.
That's everything that you've discussed is very stoic in belief, right? Yeah. It's like, it's not the denial of emotion. It's the understanding of the emotion and the movement through them into the right logical decision at the end of the day. So we'd work with so many gym owners that are just stuck because of the emotions attached to their business. If we didn't show them on paper the math and what they're leaving on the table or what their opportunity could be, mm-hmm. they'd still be doing the same thing for years to come without making any changes because they feel good about that, even though they're not where they want to be. It feels good to go service those clients, but it doesn't feel good to take home or have a second job to pay your bills or do all the other things that really suck. So you choose your heart.
I'll give you a great example. Talking gym business for a second. The average gym business in the CrossFit world does $13,000 a month. If you roll in some studios into that, it gets up to $16,301. If they're all doing the same thing and they're landing here at $16,301, I should probably not do that because $16,301 is not where I want to be.
Well, it's like what...
$16,301 recurring a month.
What
right?
horse are you hooking your cart to type of thing? You know what I mean? If that's the legs...
What? So I'm going to stop listening to those people as a business owner, right? As a gym owner, I'm going to stop listening to the people that are average, that can't get over $16,000 or $20,000 a month in their business. They're tied to it. They're always there. They don't, you know, whatever, all of the things. They can't keep their clients longer than 6 months or 3 months. Why listen to those guys? Those are the guys I don't want to listen to. I'm going to go listen to the guys that are doing 50, 60, 80,000 a month. What are those guys doing?
Yeah.
And I was, again, going back to that conversation about the free trial and how I got exiled from that group. All the guys that are doing free trials are living in the $16,000 a month. I don't do free trials, and we're over here doing 80,000, 90,000 a month. Right?
Careful who you're taking advice from.
Well, that's the truth, right? I heard, you know, Cody Sanchez, the gal, the business.
Yeah.
Awesome. Yeah. What she said, biggest life hack is never take advice from somebody that hasn't accomplished anything that you want to accomplish.
Simple.
She goes, that's a big life hack, ain't it? And like, it should be pretty easy to understand, but with all the noise on social media and all the gurus out there, guys, I have screenshot after screenshot after screenshot of ads that I get served. Get you 150 clients, don't lift a finger. Never pay a cent, 50 clients next month. I'll get you this. I'll get you that. Well, if you guys could all do that, I'm sure they all work, right? Like every single one of these works, right? If you can just do that, like why?
Why are there struggling businesses?
Right.
Well, let's compare it to this industry. That is the diet pill. That is the shot that you take that you don't have to go to the gym. You don't have to work out. You don't have to do all of the work that's involved in weight loss. Just take this magic pill.
Liposuction.
Or exactly, right? There's a million of those quote-unquote solutions that somebody who's looking to lose fat can go and take. You as a gym owner know the way to do it the right way and the lasting way is understanding nutrition and getting workouts in.
The hard work.
There is no simple shortcut that's ever gonna beat the consistency of just doing the damn work. Mm-hmm. But gym owners, every day you guys are making choices to go take and grab at these exorbitant offers that they have no legs. There's nothing behind them. If you just focus on the data in your business, it's telling you everything you need to know. Mm-hmm. You understand the marketing to get somebody in the door. You service those clients well. You can have a business that's doing $1 million in revenue a year. It's not rocket science. You just have to be careful in where you're putting your attention and what you're believing. Like they say, you're the average of the five people you spend your time with.
Yeah, that's the truth.
We see it every day. Yep.
Data drives the decisions here. We know, you know, based on revenue and length of time and all the things, we've boiled everything down to the model that we have. And you know what? We're going to look at this in a year or two and say, like, what can we build better than this, right? And there will be something. That's what we're doing in the other room, right?
Like a
bunch of stuff. So it's just you can't, you got to innovate. You got to know the data. You can't drive your decisions based on emotion. You got to go against the averages. Because most likely the thing you're thinking that's not what everybody else is doing is most likely the right thing. Because if everybody's doing it, it's probably the average thing. You just stick in the middle. All right, so we'll be average like everybody else. Who wants average? Sucks, dude.
Average is, yeah.
Don't be average. Like, you, there's so much more fun on the other side, on the profitable side. So, I don't know. Data. Data. Stats. All right, that's it for this episode, guys. Until next time, keep changing lives. We'll see you on the next show. Bye. All right, thanks for listening to another episode of the Built to Grow podcast. If you want more help growing your business, join our free Facebook group, Profit Accelerator, helping training gyms grow to $30,000 a month and beyond. We'd love to see you there. Go check out the show notes for the link and keep building something great. And we'll see you in the next episode.